Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon today comes from our gospel reading from John chapter 14, especially looking at the first verse. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. They say that tone of voice is everything. That's one of the problems that we've been finding with doing everything by email and text. You don't get the tone of voice. Sarcasm does not translate to the written word. The way you say something can completely change how it is perceived or understood. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Or another example, God loves you. Or God loves you, but I don't. Or God loves you, but he doesn't really like what you're doing. Or God loves you, but not me. The first verse in our gospel reading is another really good example of this. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I really wish I knew how Jesus actually said it other than that he was saying it in Aramaic, that is. Did he say it with a tone of, guys, are you serious? If you love me, just do my commandments. Just do what you're supposed to do. Don't you love me, guys? Or did he say it in a tone of, I love you so much that I would do anything for you. I know that you love me, so here is the way you can show that love. If you love me, keep my commandments. Which of these tones did he use? Perhaps the better question might be, with which tone do we understand it, written as it is? Do we understand this as a roadmap for how to love God, or as a parent trying to discipline an unruly teenager? Now, this is a very definite law bent here. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Sounds a whole lot like something we are expected to do. No matter how you slice it, no matter what tone of voice you use, no matter how you read this, keep my commandments, or you will keep my commandments, is law. The law is these statements of what to do, what not to do, penalties for disobedience, rewards for obedience. Anything that's an imperative, pretty much, is law. You will keep my commandments. Now, what are these commandments of Jesus which he commands us to keep if we are to love him? Now, the first place to go, obviously, is the Old Testament law, and specifically the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, honor the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, and the rest. Jesus summarized these 10 with 2. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. John narrows this down even more to what's the one word in common? Love. John 4 verse 7, John writes, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. All of God's commandments are fulfilled with this one command, love. Love is the fulfillment of the commandments, and so how can we show love to others in a specific context is the answer to how to keep the commandments. We keep God's commandments by showing love to others by our words and actions. This means worshiping God and fearing him above everything and anything else. This means trusting in God above all things. This also means trusting in Him, not in other people or other things. This means loving those who are around us, whether it be helping them when they are in need, whether it be honoring and obeying those whom God has placed in authority over us, whether it be showing love to others by helping them to keep what is theirs, whether it be showing love to others by not desiring what is theirs, but being content with what God has given to us. Love is the fulfillment of the commandments. And it's a lot that He asks of us. Is it possible for us to keep His commandments perfectly? No. What about all of those times when we see a contradiction? We can either keep one of God's commandments or we can keep another one, but we can't do both, or we can't see a way to do both. Sometimes we really do find ourselves stuck between two bad choices and having to choose a lesser evil. Generally, that happens in a polling place, but that's beside the point. Now, this all assumes that you really want to keep God's commandments. But what about all of those times when we just don't? What about the times when we don't want to keep God's commandments? We want to take a break from doing what's expected of us. We want to look out for number one. Sometimes we do look out for our own self-interest and act selfishly and not show love to the neighbor. We love our neighbor as ourselves, but we love ourselves a little bit more. Jesus' command to keep my commandments is not as easy or as simple as one would expect. Certainly, it is not something that we could possibly accomplish on our own. And so, Jesus promises in verse 16 that he will ascend to heaven and send to His disciples a helper. The Greek word here, parakletos, can also mean an intercessor or an advocate or an intermediary. It's one who comes alongside to help. In courtroom jargon, this would be the defense attorney. Remember, we can talk about the Satanas, as being the accuser, the prosecuting attorney. Well, the Holy Spirit, the helper here, is the defense attorney. The paraclete has the job of advocating on your behalf before your judge. And so this helper comes to teach us all things, according to John 14, verse 26. And this does include all of God's commandments. We do learn God's expectations and all the ways we fall short from the Holy Spirit, the helper. It is impossible for us to read Scripture and come away from it honestly thinking that I'm doing everything just fine. I don't need God's help with anything. We do learn how we fall short when the helper teaches us God's will. But even more than this is the message of God's forgiveness and reconciliation made ours through the Holy Spirit. God gives us forgiveness. He reconciles us to Himself. He heals all of our infirmities, including and especially the infirmity of sin. All of this accomplished for you by Jesus. The helper comes and he bears witness about Jesus in John 15, verse 26, to give us faith. It's because of the Holy Spirit's work within us that we are ever able to accomplish God's law in any sense of the word. Now, we cannot keep God's law by our own efforts, period. You will always fall short. I will always fall short. We always stumble. We need God's grace to cover over all of our human failings. We need God's forgiveness for those times when we transgress. And so the Holy Spirit creates faith in us, which grasps the forgiveness that God has given to us for Jesus' sake, because of Jesus' death on the cross, Jesus taking away our transgressions, covering over our failings, picking us up when we stumble, and putting us back on the path. Forgiven and renewed, therefore, we can strive once more to love our God with our whole heart, to love our neighbors as ourselves. When we read this, we have to ask the question, why? Why should we keep God's commandments? Is Jesus telling us in our gospel reading to keep God's commandments because we need to earn God's love? No. In fact, he reminds us that there is nothing we receive by keeping God's commandments that he hasn't already given us. The gospel is that he has already loved us. He has already sent his son to die for us. The day after Jesus spoke these words to the disciples in the upper room, he stretched out his arms to be nailed to a cross as the ultimate testament to how much God loves you. Your keeping God's commandments does not change that single unassailable fact. The love with which he has loved you is utterly unmatched. We could never live up to that great love of God, which is ours in Christ Jesus, which he shows to us in sending us his Holy Spirit. So why do we keep God's commandments? Because it is our response to that love that he has already shown to us. God loved you so much, and our response is to joyfully love him back. If you love me, you will keep my commandments is not an annoyed God trying to wheedle us into doing what we're told. Instead, it is a loving Father who has shown us such great love and is laying out for us the way in which we can respond. We live our lives according to his commandments because he loves us, and so we love him. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.